It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Suzanne Summers, who is revealing the secret to staying fit at 73.
You have to understand that there are a bunch of things happening to your body. Your hormones are now fluctuating. When your hormones are imbalanced, you put on weight. When you have food intolerances or food allergies, which most people don't realize, and there are bodily things that will indicate what's going on with you.
I feel like that is so true. She has discovered the fountain of youth. Suzanne Summers looks amazing. She's on to hormones, and she's just really studied all of these things. And she went through a bout with cancer. She reveals, stop going on diets. She says the key to staying slim, do not deprive yourself. She says eat nothing but real food. She eats real butter, real cream, real olive oil, grass-fed or organic protein. She says all of her food is always organic, and she just never, ever goes on a diet.
When I was a kid, my mom used to work out to Suzanne Powder's powder.
Oh, this Susan is powder? This is Suzanne Summers.
Oh, not the
same. But you guys think of Susan Pow. What is it? Powders?
Powder? Powers? They look
the
alike.
One with the like buzz cut.
Yeah. Oh, no, they look the same except. Okay.
No, they don't. See, she was Chris Dantry's company, Suzanne Summers. She's like a really hot blonde. She recommends eating with gusto. And the crazy thing is she has this long, long marriage with her husband, and they have sexy time twice a day still.
Dang.
So whatever she's doing is working. Well, Jen Garner's boyfriend, John Miller, is very uncomfortable with Ben Affleck's recent candid interviews.
The mother of your kids are going to be the most important central person in your life, and that's good.
So her new man is very uncomfortable that he is saying, hey, my biggest mistake of my life is getting a divorce from Jen Garner. It's making him feel very uncomfortable. Do y'all think he's worried like Jen is going to fall back into Ben's arms?
I would kind of hope that happens.
Yeah. I mean, they were adorable, but he was a bad boy. She's
also,
too cut. She was too good for him.
It might have happened before his terrible Batman. Maybe like after seeing like him do Batman and
that's
how
true.
Bad it was, she's probably like, yeah, no, I made the right choice.
But put yourself in his shoes. He's the new boyfriend. Things are going well. But then the ex that she was so in love with is like, I've gotten myself together. The biggest mistake of my life is, you know, messing things up with Jen. That's gotta be super awkward.
That would be so intimidating as well.
Oh man. So we'll keep you posted. I don't know. They might get back together. And Snoop's mom was the one to convince him to apologize for making those lewd comments and really hateful comments towards Gayle King.
I let my emotions get the best of me. I was frustrated on top of just venting and doing it the wrong way.
So he was upset because Gayle had made some comments regarding Kobe Bryant's, the sexual charges against him. And he was just very upset, obviously, because we lost him and the timing was just bad. So he went online with this rant. But he says, my mom has always taught me to respect women and I was totally out of line. So good for Snoop stepping up. Speaking of Gayle King, she and Oprah sat down to play Never Have I Ever.
Never have I ever interviewed someone I disliked.
And Oprah, you have interviewed people you dislike.
Just what?
You better put that finger down.
Put the ring finger down.
You better put that finger
okay,
down.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, have I interviewed people that I dislike?
Yes.
Never have I ever sexted with someone.
Definitely not.
Definitely
no.
not.
You haven't sexted with
no.
someone?
Hell the hell no.
No.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
I'd be a fool.
If she put her finger down on that, I would pass out on the floor right now.
Oprah's never sexted Stedman? Do we
what?
Believe that?
No.
Oh, man.
I think she's trying to save some face.
Yeah, the big O, we know you've gone there.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.